McCaffrey. And Coach Caffrey, another exciting win. Apparently, we don't know how to win them by a large margin. We're going to keep those fans on the edge of their seat the whole way. What did you see tonight? What did you like? What did you not like?
I mean, the biggest thing is we got the win, going 3-0 in the World Series. With that win, we were got a lock into the semifinals. And at the end of the day, that's probably, you know, what we're here to do is get into the semifinals with a chance to get into the championship game. Good things we did. Obviously, we didn't give up. I bet, you know, be honest, that wasn't our best game at all. It's probably our least best game here at the World Series. And but you know what? It's been a long week. I definitely think my guys learned something. We're always going to learn from every game. We're going to come back stronger tomorrow. And at the end of the day, a win is a win.
Yeah, absolutely. A win is a win, and the Tyler East team goes 3-0, undefeated on the season, knock on wood. And tomorrow, the fourth game of pool play against a team from Maine who's not had great results in the standings but has been really gritty in the way that they've played on the field. Will our standing 3-0 and qualifying now for the semifinals change in any way that you will approach tomorrow's game against Maine?
The way I'm going to approach the game is like we do every game. We may have some lineup adjustments, mainly for we got a few guys that have a little bit of tender arms, so we're going to try to protect some of those players and make sure full force, player-wise, pitching-wise, everything for Friday. But with those adjustments, I expect my guys to step into the role that they're asked to do and perform, and also know that it's the host team. It's going to be their last game of the World Series, and I imagine they're going to have all their fans out full force. And quite frankly, I want to beat them pretty bad.
Right. There'll be a big crowd here tomorrow. Tell our fans back home what you expect in terms of the semifinals that we have qualified for. I know that you and Coach Campbell and Coach Gibson have been out here scouting these teams. What have you seen from the teams in the other pool opposite us?
The other teams in the other pool are some pretty good ball teams. It looks like there's three in contention for the top two spots. The West and Central play tomorrow. Actually, if Central beats the West, they're undefeated right now. The West is. If Central beats the West, then there's a three-way tie for the top two spots. So it's kind of still up in the air of who we're going to play. It could be Aruba, West, or Central. All three teams do a great job putting the ball in play. Got a lot of speed, good team defense. But I still, you know, even without our best game tonight, I definitely think that if we play our game, maximum effort, team unity with a lot of intensity and a lot of emotions, I don't think anybody can stop us.
All right. Well, Tyler East gets the job done again here tonight. Thank you, Coach Caffrey, for those comments. We're going to pass everything over to Jacob Wadle. And we're going to interview him tonight and also Tanner Bandel. And then there may be some questions also from the local media for some of these three. But we've moved over to Jacob Wadle at this point. He's wearing the headset. And the reason that he's wearing the headset is he came in, first of all, and threw a flawless inning of relief, striking out the side. Jacob, tell us what made things work for you on the mound out there tonight.
Well, it was pretty much my curveball, and that was pretty much it.
All right, you were a little bit rusty maybe, not having thrown very much. Got off to a good start with that first batter. And what were you looking to do once you got in that groove with the first strikeout?
Just try to throw my curveball for a strike and then just try to work my fastball in with that and just throw strikes.
All right, and at the plate tonight, 2 for 3, two singles, had an RBI on the first one, and then was able to reach base with a nice single late in the game, which turned out to be the winning run with Asher Boudreau coming in as a courtesy runner. So what did you see up there at the plate? What did you like, and how were you able to take advantage of the pitches that you saw?
Well, the first at bat, he just threw me one where I could drive up the middle. And then the second bat, I was looking for an outside pitch just to go oppo.
All right, and oppo you did very nicely. One hit, single sharply up the middle, one opposite field hit, and a key hit as it turned out to be, because the man that we're going to talk to next, Tanner Bandel, came up, and we'll talk to him about his game-winning hit. All right, Tanner. We had Jacob Wadle getting on base with that base hit. Asher Boudreau coming in to pinch run for him. And then you come up in a two-out situation with the game tied. And tell us how it was that you went about winning the game for us tonight.
I just hit the ball and ran.
All right. What kind of pitch did you see, and what were you looking to do with it?
Just hit it and make contact and run.
All right. And you drove it out into left field. Were you thinking three all the way? Did you look at Coach Caffrey over there? Or with your speed, you're just going to take that third base anytime you can get it?
I was running two, then I just kept running and saw they didn't have it yet. I was wanting to go four, but he held me up. I was wanting to go four.
The game right before us?
Yeah.
I saw probably almost all of it, bits and pieces. We were watching it. The East team, I think, ended up winning 7-2, I believe, or something to that effect in this. But it kind of seemed, to be honest with you, all the games that I watched today, I watched parts of almost all of them. It kind of seemed everybody was a little bit flat today. So I don't know if all the kids were tired. It's, you know, the whatever, fourth day of this World Series, probably the fifth or sixth day, everybody's here. You know, obviously we're bound to get tired, I guess, a little bit.
Now that you guys have played three games, is there anything that you see with your team that is working particularly well or not particularly well?
You know, I think the things that work, in my opinion, are the same things that worked before we got here to the World Series. When we get our mind right and in the right spot, our guys hit the ball well, we pitch well, and we have a lot of team unity and support each other. On the flip side, I think tonight we were a little bit down emotionally. Like I said, I think some people were tired. All the kids are tired. And when our emotion drops, everything else can start fraying a little bit. So. We'll get a good night's sleep, good breakfast at the Holiday Inn, and be ready to rock and roll tomorrow.
Do you think that having expecting a little bit larger crowd than you used to playing in front of tomorrow is going to help motivate your players?
If it doesn't motivate them, they're going to have some issues. So I definitely think, I mean, me personally, this Canada probably had one of the smaller followings, to be honest, and you could hear some crickets tonight during the game. And, you know, it goes to show, you know, what the type of game that it was. You know, maybe it's tough to cheer it on, but it was kind of quiet. So I'm ready for it to be loud. The louder the better, because then I just get louder and I have more fun, I guess.
Okay. That's all I have.
Thank you.